The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
Listen, when last did you go to the movies? I think that's the question today. Because I would love to, maar ek doen het bitter min.
Ja, ek love a movie. Ek en Chris, dit is iets wat ons doen. Ons scheduleer tyd om flicks te gaan sien waaroor ons mal is.
On the big screen, though.
On the big screen. And you know what? With our medical aid, you get the discounts. So we go to the prestige. So you can so like a recline or be leer seats and so dis baie lekker.
We saw an article and it said that sitting on a movie theater seat has 16 times more bacteria colonies than sitting on your toilet seat. And I thought, oh, this is the last time I ever pick up a piece of popcorn I dropped.
Alles is fail, dude.
Alles is fail.
Dit is net onmoontlik om die heel tyd jouself in water toe te draai and to be like a little germaphobe.
I agree with you. It's not going to put you off going to the movies. I mean, it's not going to put me off going to the movies either. I will just be a little more careful about where I put my hands.
I love how you say it's not going to put you off, maar jou gesig sê otherwise. Completely
here's
different.
The thing. Here's the thing. And I feel like, I mean, maybe I'm just speaking out of turn here and I'm sucking my thumb, but I feel like I would like to go to the movies more often. Dis net duur.
Ja, dit is baie duur. Maar soos wat ek gesê het, ons gaan net omdat ons daai afslag kry in verband met ons mediese fonds.
Because some of the things you want to see on the big screen.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if there's a super marvelly blockbuster, I want to be there. I want to feel the bass shake my butt.
Yeah, of selfs die onlangse Oscar winner, Oppenheimer, we went to watch that at IMAX.
I feel like, yeah, I haven't seen it yet, and it's not going to do well on my laptop screen.
Projector? Ek kan 'n projector hier en ek by
huis kyk. Wat ons van waar af kry, McKenzie?
Ek weet nie. I'm just coming with ideas, dude. Honestly.
Yeah. But when last did you go and check out a film at the big screen? Because I feel like it's something that's... Especially if you've got the kids and the family and, you know, now 4 tickets and drinks and popcorn and, you know, alai goed.
Dis 'n huise prys.
And I would love to go more often. I really, really would.
Yeah. We're talking movies this afternoon.
Yeah. Ahead of Roz's movie quiz, she's threatened us today.
Yeah.
It is Ariana Grande, yes, and
Can
on the drive with Robin Ross.
Say something funny and weird.
Yeah.
So I was reading this article about how celebrities actually pronounce their names.
And
it's Ariana Grande.
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 I firmly believe some people don't know how to pronounce their own names.
Like Grande. And I was like, what does that mean? what do you mean, Grande? Ariana Grande.
Grande.
How weird.
It's not going to stick, sorry.
No, because everybody calls it Grande now.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
Grande sounds expensive.
100%.
Grande sounds like a thing you'd buy at a fete somewhere. You know, so, like a corn dog with a specific sauce on it.
Something that you can win at Tombola.
Can I have a Grande, please? No, we'll stick with Grande. Buy a donkey. What's your popcorn go-to, by the way, while we're talking about movies?
Okay, yes. This is very important. My popcorn go-to, sour cream and chives with butter.
With butter.
Yes.
I can get with the butter.
Can you get the vibe there? And yours?
I want so much salt and vinegar on that it like burns your palate. Dit moet seer maak soos ek eet. That much salt and vinegar on the popcorn.
That's why I don't eat salt and vinegar flavored stuff often. Because daai gevoel is net vir my, it's not worth it. The flavor isn't worth it.
I saw someone for the first time, and I don't know, is this a common thing? Is this something that people do? I saw someone chuck either a, I don't know if it was a Smarties or an Astros or something, and then mix it into the popcorn.
Yeah, a lot of people do that.
So that, what, you get a little sweet treat here and there?
Yes, it's like putting syrup and on your bacon French toast.
Do I not just get sticky hands at the end of it?
Nee, man.
Do you not just, is that not the reason why some of the seats are dirty? Is because we're sitting here with ons taai vingers in ons popcorn die hele tyd.
Nee, ek dink nie dit is die rede vir die vuil seats nie, maar we did read an article that said movie seats are 14 times more dirty than a toilet seat.
Which, yeah, we're not going to think about it.
No.
I'm going to keep wanting to go to the movies and that's fine. But clue me in there, is that you? Is it worth doing? I've never done the sweet treats inside the popcorn.
Yeah.
Ek weet nie of dit 'n goeie ding is of nie.
Ja, laat weet ons 084-8500-942 op die WhatsApp-lyn. Ons praat vandag oor gaan flick the movies, and if you still do it, and what are the most enjoyable things about it? And obviously, the snacks play a massive role in how you enjoy movies.
Seems everyone else is living in the year 2024, and I'm living in 1924.
Yeah, no, not you though. So we've come up. Well, Rob was actually pointed out the combo of your popcorn. And then you throw the Astros or the Smarties or whatever in it and you make a mix. Rob, you are not the only one still not living in the year 3000. Inali said, nee vir Smarties en popcorn. Dit nou die dag gedoen, alles val tot heel onder in jou popcorn en jy kry dit nie raak gevat nie. Dan sit en grou jy vir 'n sweetie en dit raas.
Now you're in the bottom of the thing. While we're trying to listen to the drama of Oppenheimer.
Exactly. Now your popcorn growing and grumbling is louder than the bomb itself.
Lots of people, though, are saying this is a thing, Forbes. You got to try it.
So, Rob, the Smarties or Astros in a popcorn is actually called something.
What?
It's a movie salad.
Stop it.
That's what it's called.
It's a real thing.
It's not. Have you ever had it? You would never go back, especially with you loving salt and vinegar on your popcorn. It's the best combo ever.
I'm not using that word.
Movie salad.
A
movie salad. So Katie's also got similar taste buds to you, Rob. She sends us this.
How's it, Rob and Roz? Katie from Pretoria here. Rob, considering you like the salt and vinegar to burn your taste buds off,
yes,
as do I,
yes,
I highly suggest trying that combination with Smarties or Astros. It's just a whole different ball game. Give it a shot. You will not be disappointed.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Movie salad. Is that, no, that's surely not a real term.
I'm sure it is. It sounds, she sounded so kind of authoritative about it. She sounded like she knew what she was talking about. I think this is my favorite voice note so far.
Hi, Robin Rose. Thank you for a wonderful show. One of my friends, when we used to go watch movies, he used to take a packet of jelly tots and he used to throw a packet of jelly tots inside of his popcorn. And his girlfriend used to sneak in Aromat. She used to throw Aromat over her popcorn.
I mean, that's genius.
I am a huge Aromat lover. Let me tell you, my Aromat, when Chris and I first started dating, my Aromat obsession was so bad, I had to wean myself off of it. Because I can understand taking Aromat to the movies for your popcorn because it is so good.
Makes complete sense, actually. Okay, so I've been missing out on movie salad. Do you know what my problem is? Who sent us that voice note about calling it a movie salad?
It was Excel Nofio said. It was Erna.
Erna. Do you know what my problem is with the term movie salad? It feels like something that's going to come up on TikTok at 1 o'clock in the morning. And some American is going to be making a dish that they're going to call movie salad. And it's going to be like half popcorn and then topped up with like chocolatey things. And then there's going to be like chip bits in there and gummy worms and sour things. And all of a sudden they're going to put ice cream on it and then pour it all on a waffle and cover it in caramel syrup. You know what I mean?
You yourself are living in the year 3000. Our digital producer Jean-Marie sprung op en af daar agter jou in die booth. It exists.
It exists.
On TikTok. It is a thing. Movie salad.
Oh, no.
I think now, maybe we need to make our own movie salad. My word.
As long as I can choose the movie.
Okay. And the toppings for the movie salad. Also, the traffic is coming up next.
We're talking movies this afternoon, and more specifically, movie snacks. And we've discovered that there is a thing called movie salad. And I had never heard of it before. Winston, thank you for the WhatsApp. You know, I was joking. This sounds like a thing I'd see an American make on TikTok.
Mm.
Winston sent us a picture from TikTok. Jennifer Lawrence's movie salad. And it has all the things. It has popcorn and Smarty-ish things and jelly worms and sour things and alai hutin.
You know what? This movie salad concept feels very American. And then Ruan sent us this.
Hi, Robin Ross. Best toppings for a movie salad. Going with the salt and vinegar popcorn. And of course, you got to add some fresh cut pop nut bolt-on.
Oh, my brie.
Wow.
Ruan, you are my spirit animal, dude. I can taste it in my mouth.
For me, that's a bit too, like, it's a bit to feel texture.
Nee, ek soek hy, Die heel vet sappigheid.
I know. In a popcorn.
Mixed with all. If you're going to put sweet things in there, I want something a little oily just to cut through there.
Rob's always with the what's the flavor? Not flavor combinations. What do you call that when you're like, a chef? Flavor. There's something.
Texture, flavor, alles.
Yes.
No, Ruan's got it right. I would chuck some biltong in there and be happy.
Janine sent us a message and she's more like me. So you can go like a handful of popcorn, a handful of jelly tots or Astros or Smarties. A handful.
Now you're making twice as much noise. No grok in hierdie sak, no grok in daai sak.
Rustle,
you're that person in the movie theater now.
Russell Crowe.
Toe gaan hy stuur as hy.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.